white. Tacoma Park Station, Washington, May 11, 1909. Elder J. E. White, 1713 Cass Street, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear son, Edson James White. If you consider it best for Emma to remain in her own home, we will not urge her to come to the General Conference. But if she feels that she would care to come, we shall be very pleased to see her here. I should be very glad to have my family together once more. It is not a tedious journey from Nashville to Washington. I was surprised that I did not feel more wearied than I was. I feel that Emma is the one to decide in this matter, so we leave it with her. But she may not have so good an opportunity again. I have done little since arriving in Washington besides writing a little and resting. On the way, we spent Friday and Sabbath in Asheville, where I spoke on Sabbath afternoon to the white people in the excellent little church building donated by Sister Rumbo. There was an intelligent-looking congregation assembled, and after I had finished speaking, opportunity was given for those who wished to speak. Many good testimonies were born. Following this was a baptismal service, Elder Parsons, the pastor, administering the ordinance. On Sunday morning, I spoke to our colored brethren and sisters in their little church. We found a nice company assembled there, all dressed modestly. Tears were in the eyes of many as they expressed their great pleasure that I was able to meet with them. Brother Strawn, their colored minister, was leading the company in singing when we arrived. I had much freedom in speaking, and the presence of the Lord was in our midst, blessing the people and blessing me. I was told that I need speak only a few words to these people, but I spoke about men the minutes. Good testimonies were offered by them at the close of my talk, and the Spirit of God witnessed to the words spoken. I am very glad that I had opportunity to speak to this congregation in their house of worship. They expressed their gratitude for this, and my own heart was made glad. The children are being trained to use their voices to the praises of God. Now, my children, if you decide to come to the meeting, I feel sure that you will not find the journey taxing. And when you are here, you can have the advantages of sanitarium treatment. I will pay your expenses for a room at the sanitarium and for both of you to take treatment. Willie has talked with the doctor's Cress about this, and arrangements have been made. Willie proposed this, and the matter is now settled as far as we are concerned. I hope you will both decide to come and get the advantages of the treatment and the meetings. We are having beautiful sunshine. The mornings are a little cool, but we are able to keep very comfortable.